Who dares enter my castle? Who are you, boy? A lost peasant who wandered too close to my castle grounds? I find that unlikely. This isn't the kind of place one can just wander into, you know. Long ago, after I was cursed by that wretched witch, I locked myself away within these castle walls. For you to make your way inside, you must be special. Oh, you don't know about the curse? Have I been forgotten so easily? How long has it been? Well, I was once the queen of this land. I was a beautiful, elegant, intelligent, illustrious, and above all, a modest ruler. Yeah. However, the members of my court were jealous of my power. They wanted me to give up my authority and take a husband. They felt that I was abusing my power as sole monarch for my own satisfaction. Do you believe that? Just because I took their sons and their daughters and sometimes even their wives to my bedchamber at night, consensually, I might add, they labeled me as a wanton whore who was corrupting the kingdom. So the traitors in my court banded together and enlisted the aid of a powerful witch who placed a wicked curse on me, one those fools felt would be fitting punishment for my so-called transgressions. They told me that until the day I find the man I am destined to marry and submit myself to him fully, I will not be able to have an orgasm. I didn't believe it at first, but sure enough, every man and woman who I laid with from then on has left me unsatisfied. When word got out about my affliction, men came from all over, both from within and outside the kingdom, to try and pleasure me. But they all failed. Every one of them was a pathetic fool who thought they could tame me, that they would use me as their ticket to wealth and luxury. Ridiculous. Over time, I became tired of the constant disappointment brought by these ignorant men. I disbanded my court, abandoned the kingdom to its fate, and shut myself away behind these castle walls using my own magic, as it seemed less and less likely that the curse would ever be broken. But now you're here, a poor peasant who has somehow crept past the castle gates. How interesting. Is it possible that you will be the one who can break this spell and free me from this wretched life? I doubt it. A scrawny little peasant such as yourself could never satisfy royal beauty such as me. Well, come on then. Let's see what you got. Strip for me. Well, what are you waiting for? I'm giving you an order as your queen. Strip for me. Let me see what you're made of. Oh my God, that can't possibly be real. I've never seen a man with such a huge cock before. Just look at that glorious thing. It is nearly the size of my forearm. In fact, I think it might be bigger. Come here. Let me hold it in my hand. I need to feel the warmth coming off this throbbing cock. Amazing. Absolutely astonishing. Your dick is so thick, so hard, and you aren't even fully erect yet. Look at the veins pulsing along your shaft and your balls, so big and full of comb, and the head of your cock, so big and such a delicious shade of purple, just like a piece of ripe fruit. Maybe I should, I don't know, have a little taste. Mmm. incredible. Mmm. Your cat feels absolutely amazing inside my mouth. And your pre-cum, it tastes so sweet. This certainly is a cock fit for a queen. Now let me see how far I can shove this exquisite piece of man meat down my throat. Unreal. I've deep-throated dozens of cocks in my time, hundreds even, but I've never handled such a beast before. Enough of this foreplay. Let us retire to my bedchamber. It's time to see if you truly have what it takes to lift the curse. Well, here we are. Honestly, you should feel grateful for a peasant like you to even be able to set foot inside the Queen's royal bedchamber is quite a gift. And considering what the Queen is about to do to you, too, it's an absolute honor. Now, lay down on the bed. It's time for me to take back what is rightfully mine. My God, look at that magnificent cock, standing so tall and rigid, right above the bed. Those fools in my court said I needed to fully submit to a man if I ever wanted to come again. But with a cock like this, there's no way I won't orgasm. I will ride this cock to climax and break this wretched curse all on my own. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, dear God, it's so deep inside me. Oh, this fucking dick is going to split me in half. I've never had such a magnificent, cock so far up inside my aching twat. Oh, God, yes. I can feel the veins on your shaft pulsing. They're stimulating the walls of my pussy. I can feel your balls slap against my ass as I thrust down on your cock and the head. Oh, God. That glorious fat cock head of yours is drilling past my cervix. I can feel it invading my womb. To think that a worthless peasant like you would have the honor of entering the Queen's most private of chambers. Oh, God, yes. Oh, Jesus. Oh, this is incredible. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna come. I just know it. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Impossible. How could this be? Even though I felt hornier than I have felt in years when riding this monster of a cock, I still can't come. What do I do? I'm so damn close. If I stop now, after coming this close to orgasm, then I will certainly go insane. I can't take it anymore. Please, noble peasant, take control of this humble woman's body. I'm asking you. No, I'm begging you. Please, fuck my brains out. I realize now that I was a fool to try and defy the court's wishes. I was nothing more than a wanton whore who needed to be tamed. And you had the massive cock necessary to finally tape me. Flip me onto my back. Take me as a man is meant to take his woman. Conquer this arrogant cunt and give me the orgasm that I'm unable to give myself. I submit to you. Ever dominated me. Conquer my body for your own pleasure. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, who cares if I come? The only thing that it should matter is that the man I'm meant to serve. Oh, it doesn't matter if I'm the queen or a lowly peasant. I'm a woman, and my duty is to serve and be used by my man. Years. Oh, God, I can feel my orgasm building. Oh, yeah, do that again. Oh, I love your cock. Oh, I love your cock inside me. Oh, the spell is finally broken. I just know it because it feels so good to submit to you. Oh, jeez. Oh, please, noble peasant, I beg for you to marry me. I'm begging you. Please, become my husband. Become my king. Become the father of my children. Oh. You will? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so close. Incredible. I have never in all my life come as hard as I did just now. Oh, thank you, noble peasant. Or should I call you my noble husband? Thank you for breaking the curse, for allowing me to finally come, and for flooding my womb with your magnificent seed. Your baby batter. I finally know my place in society as your humble wife and mother to your children. Let us get married as soon as possible and spend the rest of our lives having lots of sex. Lots and lots of sex. And making babies. Lots and lots of babies. And living happily ever after. Oh, I love a happy ending.